Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021. This is a Twitter space hosted by Deviance Factions. It's a little AMA about their mint tomorrow on nowhere.art. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Luna community. Mr. Fintern is there. Hey, sir, can you please record this AMA we're going to have with Deviance? I would really appreciate if you can send me a message in Discord so I know that it's going to happen. And I appreciate all the hard work. And today, ladies and gentlemen of the Lunatics community, we have Deviance. Nico is here. Maddie, give me a second so I can... How the hell do you... I add you as a speaker, okay? I'm not sure. Nico, do you know if Israel is going to be here?
I am here. I am here using the Deviance account.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's get some minutes so more people come.
Cool. I see that Mr. Wittgenstein, also known as Pete from Terabytes, himself, the man himself, has just joined. Hey, Pete, what's up?
Hey, I'm trying to record on my end too. Just we need a backup.
Awesome.
Welcome everybody. And I'll let people file in here a little bit.
I see that people are starting to join here. Let me retweet this as well. Who else we have here? We have Ryan Lyon, Jimmy, GD Capital, Gabe, Satria, Crypto, Truffle Pig. Man, I cannot recognize you with that avatar. Awesome. Lots of good people here. Slow stuff. Good. Let's just wait a couple of minutes here. One or 2 minutes so we can get a little bit more people on our Twitter space. And then we can begin with this. Sounds good?
Yes. I have some glitch. I can only see the first 8 people. So probably you will have to take the admin and give the voice.
Yeah. Sure. Definitely. We have right now 26 persons here, which is good. So let me just start here talking about a video that I was checking, and perhaps some of you might have watched in the past days, which is Mr. Beast. He's a very known YouTuber, and his video is a recreation of the Squid Game in real life. I don't know if you guys have seen Squid Game, which is one of the most successful TV shows on Netflix. And well, this guy created this replication of the game, but instead of killing people, well, and every time they lose, they get $2,000, which is incredible. Why is this incredible? Because we're talking about games, and we're talking about play to earn. In a way, right? Because this guy just got 400 and I don't know how many people in this game. He put them to play this game, and everybody who played this earned money, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today, which is one of the topics and the things I'm super bullish because I'm seeing this happening all around Terra. And I see here, hey, GD Capital, Mr. Nick. And I'm seeing this happening on Terra, and Deviance have the game, right? Trading card game. If you haven't seen today the trailer that they just showed, it's freaking amazing, the gameplay. And guys, I'm really, really, really excited for what you guys are doing right now. And Nick, I will also want you to join us here if you with any questions and just I don't know. I know that you're super bullish as well on Deviants. What is your experience?
Man, I'm so bullish on Deviants. Like, I feel like, you know, these guys have been delivering like crazy. And you know, the team right now has like around 23 full-time employees. It might be the biggest team that I have seen on Terra, among all the new projects on Terra right now. So yeah, I'm really excited to see what these guys are coming up with.
Well, we got Nico, we got Maddie, we got Israel. They are the main brains behind Deviants. I know them from a long time. Mr. Israel, one of the original Lunaticos. I think you were one of the first 10 persons that joined Luna group, the Lunaticos group in Spanish back in February or so, which makes you kind of like an OG now nowadays. And man, I would like to know how did everything started? Like what made you start with the idea of developing a game on Terra? Or just a game on the blockchain? Like what sparked that idea?
Okay, well, you know, we've been making games from a long time, and I was speaking to a small group we have months ago about doing this, but Migo and I had the idea of making a game in a crypto-like game years before, and the technology wasn't there yet. There was not NFTs yet, so we couldn't even imagine having the actual items, the actual cards in the blockchain. We were just imagining how can be to have currency of games in cryptocurrency, but we didn't see the real value back then. And years passed by, and I became a lunatic. I fell into the rabbit hole. And someday we were discussing with Nico how can we create this game, restart this project, and we were even considering other blockchains. We were looking at Engine, Wax, and they have incredible systems. They are really mature. They have a lot of audience, but we didn't like the ecosystem. We didn't like the community. We wanted the Luna community, the Terra community. So we decided to start working on the game without the blockchain part. And someday I saw one of the videos. I think it was from William Chen, creating an NFT on Terra. So that day, it really was the day that Deviants factions started on Terra, when we really started to put on work, start creating the trailer, start gathering the people to actually come and play. To work here, and that we are like over 2 months from there. From the release of the trailer, and now we are over 20 people working full time. We have a team of engineers working on the game. We have artists, we have producers, writers. There's a big, a really, really incredible team that we have gathered for this game. So we are really proud of them, and we are really confident on that we can deliver an excellent product, something that you will enjoy and play a lot of game and have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, don't even ask us how, but we even got Pete to join the team, right, Pete?
Actually, I'm gonna ask Pete about that in a couple of minutes. Regarding the whole play thing, which is very important. How are you planning to create all this? Like, what's the game mechanics? If I'm a player what I'm gonna find here on this game? What was gonna make it stand out from other games on the blockchain? Which, I mean, I've seen many attempts of doing games, but I think that one of the main characteristics, and you probably are gonna deep dive in this, is the fact that you're focusing on really making this a game, a playable game, and not just gamified something. Is that right, Nico, Matty?
Yep, I think Nico is having some issues now with his account. He should be the one answering this. But yeah, if you don't mind me taking the lead here, exactly. We're actually building a game. It's not a gamifying some like random experience. We're really trying to go deep within the roots of creating ludic experience within the human interactions, but not only then, but allowing everybody to have fun. So the way we designed this game is for it to be a short deck to keep entry barriers low, to be able to have everybody joining the game, but also, you know, at the same time, like to have a very high strategic potential. Therefore, well, now you have seen a little bit of what we're thinking in terms of the gameplay and the strategies you can build. It's going to be a game in turns, so every game is going to be very different depending on what type of decisions you make and also your opponent make, even though if you play with the same game. And there are many different types of interactions within cards, within factions, within the different types of cards that would also, you know, allow for different planning and different strategy and decision making. And yeah, that component will make it just so much fun. And in terms of strategy, it will allow every player to design its best winning strategy depending on the decks they build.
I like this. I like because you're focusing on this part of the gameplay like really hard and bringing these game players to the ecosystem, which is gonna be very useful as well and super. It's gonna grow the ecosystem. And on the other hand, I would like to ask you as well what happens on the side of the investor? Because they're here on our AMA. Probably most of us are gonna be investors rather than players. So what's in it for the investor?
Well, we designed it a way, and we posted a little bit about our strategy on how we'll execute it, but a way for the investors, you know, we're really hoping for everybody to become a player and have fun, you know, by playing the game. But even though if you invest, if you buy the native token, our DEP token, then we created different ways to create the buying pressure and for players and investors to capitalize and you know, see the value of this asset rise. By the utilities we've given it and also by leveraging the different protocols, highlighting Anchor Protocol and our vision in terms of sharing, you know, the not only the royalties but also the revenues from sales of NFTs and creating this Anchor pool that will, you know, whose deals will be given back to the community by playing the game and participating in tournaments. This will create, you know, the buying pressure of the token. This will be a way to capitalize, for players to capitalize without having to leave the game, you know, and you know, needing to sell their assets in order to capitalize on the money. And this way they'll be able to stay, play the game, have fun, make earnings, and for investors who may not take part of the game, to also capitalize on that.
Love it. I really, really love it, what you guys are doing. There's something very special as well on Deviants, which is the Anchor protocol that you're connecting with Deviants and the tournament pool and the prizes. Can you tell me a little bit more about this? Because I think this is something that starts in Deviants, and it's going to expand on the whole gaming industry, at least on Terra. And I think you guys are pioneers in this stuff. So if you, I don't know, Israel, Nico, or Maddie want to tell me about this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Maddie, can want to take this?
Yeah, for sure. No problem. So, well, a little bit on how we came with this. It was just, you know, Isra and Nico and I just discussing about things, you know, here and there, trying to figure it out some ways in order to, you know, make a great game, but also to make it very, very good for, you know, investors to join in. I'd like to also highlight the participation, Nick's participation, you know, as a key advisor for us, Nick from GT, and everybody, you know, you also meet us as well. Everybody that we've been engaging with, they have been a critical part into the making of this strategy. But how will it operate? We'll just set up an anchor pool, you know, with the money that we create from our own mint, NFT mint. We're going to talk a little bit more on that in a few minutes, but we'll be having our second mint, and 80% of the revenues we get from that mint, it will all go, 100% of that will go to this pool where we'll set up. It's a pool for tournament rewards, you know, where all the yield generated, it will, you know, constantly be reinvested on a 30%, on the 30% of that yield, and 60% of the other yield will go out to into tournament rewards. We you know, decided to take it, you know, a step farther, and also to put 90% of our royalties, that it's kind of like, it's 90% of our royalties, and put it there as an input of this highly tradable asset, put it there, you know, to go back to the community to make this pool grow even bigger, because we want to have the chance to really reward and make earnings for our players and our investors, and hopefully, like you said a little while before, you know, create this strategy, and now it's out there. It's available for every other project to implement and use, and hopefully, you know, this would be our 2 cents also for the Terra ecosystem. We're just happy to contribute on this place. You know, all of you have been great to us, and this is only the beginning. We're setting out to do many, many other great things, and this is only our grain of sand here.
Man, this is go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was cutting my throat. But yeah, this will be one of the biggest vision we have for esports. We want to take over the esports game. We want to give more rewards than most traditional esports game. Yeah, of course, there's some games giving away like monstrous amounts of money, but there's many very popular games giving less than the amounts of rewards for every year than we are planning to do every month. And we will not do just one big tournament each month only the best players can get a reward. We want to fragmentize in many small tournaments every day. You can come to play every day a tournament. You can have fun doing it. You can capitalize on just putting your tokens for the entry fee or entry for free to get a UST reward, like Matty was saying. And this way we plan to incentivize the players to not put the tokens into the market for selling to get a revenue. But you go to the tournaments and you don't put your tokens into the market. So everybody that is participating wins with this. And in the future, we have all other plans. This is just the beginning. We have a lot of things that we want to do, but we want to go step by step with this.
All right. So to summarize a little bit, what you guys are doing is connecting the minting royalties and also the minting profits that you get into this pool that is going to be on Anchor, and from those from the yield you're going to distribute it to the players and well to the tournament. And man, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be like really huge in the future if everybody here can have some hey, Jimmy wants to speak here, but I gotta tell you that this is gonna be super huge in the future. Once gamers and once people that are in the esports industry get a hand and see a little bit of what's coming and what's happening, how they can make more returns, you guys are gonna be legends. well, you guys are legends already. And Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize that. That kind of feedback loop here with the endowment fund and the tournament funds, and just doing some quick math on a Google sheet, you know, with a 5 million tournament fund, just in a few short years, you know, the anchor funds are going to be distributing over $1 million every single year for these play to earn tournaments. I think that's huge. That's probably bigger than any trading card game that's out there, and you're going to start rivaling some of like these bigger esports tournaments, you know, like these MOBA tournaments. But because of this recurring revenue, you can effortlessly reward players every single year. You don't have to do big fundraisers, or you don't have to take investors' money or anything like that. It's all just built into this perpetual flywheel to attract more and more players, and the rewards just increase over time, which is you know, which is going to be incredible.
Yeah, flywheel. The flywheel happening here is incredible because you're bringing these new players. It also gives you a lot of exposure and a lot of attention in the way that, you know, it gives a lot of attention from the media. From if you're talking about, you're creating this kind of ways to reward players, this can be a lot of articles going on the TechCrunch, on all different sites that talk about technology, and different sites talking about gaming, and man, this is going to be really, really good. Now, I want to talk here. Hey, Nick, go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, as what Israel and Jimmy mentioned earlier, the price pool that DVRs offer is definitely much greater than all the other traditional trading card games like Hearthstone, Runeterra, and MTG offer. So it is definitely a no-brainer. And I strongly believe that, you know, all of the professional players along with their followers will definitely come to DVRs to try and play out the game. And most importantly, all of the rewards are paid out in UST, which means that players don't have to sell anything. They just have to play the game in order to earn. And you know, this also aligns with Do Kwon's goal to get UST, the most widely adopted stablecoin in the world. So yeah, these guys, DVRs, they are definitely on it, and I'm really, really bullish on the team and DVRs.
Hey, and speaking about Do Kwon, I know he's one of the investors of Deviants. Can you also guys tell me a little bit more about the rest of your investors? Who is behind Deviants?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the story is actually very beautiful. The very first person in the ecosystem we engaged with was actually you, Midas, and you were really kind to provide advice and put us in contact with. Nick actually was, you know, from one of our first supporters, from the very first time we met. He has expressed his love for, you know, trading card games, and we just felt the vibe of working with him, and we couldn't even imagine, you know, everything that he was bringing to the table, you know, all of this good vibe and knowledge and all of GT and also connection. We got in contact with Mike also from Astral Money, who has been a really, really good help from the beginning as well. Then Nacho Don joined the team. We have been getting advice from Nacho. He's a very, very nice guy. He has a really, really strong business vision and has able to provide a lot of advice for us. We connected, you know, the three of them plus the team. We connected with Do. Do was really nice. He showed lots of interest, you know, on the game and on the team, on everything we were trying to build. We told him about, you know, the anchor strategy. This was like, you know, 2 months ago. We've been cooking this for quite a while. He actually was very supportive and yeah, he decided to invest on the project. Then we engaged with Sam also from Orion Money. He's been advising us as well, and he's an early stage investor also, and an SVC, Sky Vision Capital. Those are all the investors from what we called a seed round. Now we're still working on our private round, and there is nothing public yet about this information, but there will be very soon. We hope to keep on, you know, providing good news for the Terra ecosystem, and we're really happy to engage, you know, with the venture firms that we are engaging as of now. But yeah, more news on that will be soon to come.
What a team. What a great team you got. And speaking of the team, let's talk about Pete, who is here, and he's one of the greatest additions of Deviants. How did that happen?
Oh, I think that's not my story to tell.
Mr. Pete.
Yeah, thanks everybody. I mean, ever since I saw this project, I was interested in it. I live in the US, so of course I'm interested in dystopian fiction. You think about it, like all just so many of the recent hits in the young adult and older scenes, like The Hunger Games is, and Divergence, which has similar factions to Deviants, and Red Rising, which has some similar ideas and stuff like that. It's just like this I know this is this attractive theme to me and to everyone else, and then attractive gameplay too. Like I love magic, sure, but it's long, and in the online play to earn system, when you're trying to iterate and optimize your deck, and you're trying to play quick games here and there and take the best advantage of your time and stuff, it's not as appropriate. And Deviants comes in with an 8-card deck, where you can play really quick rounds. They're still meaningful. They're still tactically meaningful. You can still like optimize your deck, definitely, but it's not a slog fest where you're always wondering if you have time or not to play a game now. When they drop the play to earn stuff, not just the dev related stuff, but I mean the dev token, but the UST prize pools with Anchor, where you're getting just like, I don't know, as Jimmy said, like 6 figures a month of perpetual prize pools that are funding themselves eventually. And that's unheard of figures in the trading card game world. Now, the collectible card game world is big. Magic the Gathering is a huge game. I'm sure that most people here, you might not know it, but you have stores, comic book stores, game stores, cafes around your area that every Friday night people pour in and play Magic. And people play online, and there are all kinds of licensed games and things on phones, and it's a huge deal. And they don't even have anything close to the tournament prize pool that this setup is going to enable. So it seems like, I mean, so far I saw it. It was a fun game with attractive premise. It's dystopian, but it's current. It's not like some far future thing. Great art, a good team behind it. And also this just mind-blowing, like, perpetual prize pool set up. So I was very interested from the start. And I think the rest of the team, they picked up on that interest. And they picked up that I love games. I used to work in video games before crypto, before Terabytes. Used to do content and writing and some technical stuff too for games. And so we met and it was a fit. You know, everybody came away from our first call thinking, man, this sounds like a great fit here. So I was happy to decide to join the team earlier this month. And that was just announced, I guess, a few days ago. So that was I'm so excited to be on. I'm not disappearing from Terabytes. I mean, I think that Terabytes and Deviants both are mutually beneficial to one another as well. But focus definitely on Deviants and helping with development and content and whatever needs doing to make this game the best play to earn game that we've seen. And it's not a. I mean, I'll just let you funnel the discussion now because I could talk forever, Midas. But if you have a specific question, yeah, keep going. There's things about these mechanics that I love. Like for instance, if you're paying out prizes in UST for the main tournaments, of course there's a dev entry fee because everyone in a lot of tournaments, at least everyone gets a prize, even if you don't do so hot. So you can start with a single pack, a single minted pack, and you don't have to build a deck like in Magic. You need at least four packs and then your deck still doesn't work at all. You can build from one pack and start playing, and if you enter a tournament, yeah, you have to pay the entry fee in dev, but yeah, everyone gets a prize. And these UST tournament prizes, I mean, that's not sell pressure on the token. That's where we're awarding big prizes to players in UST. We're not awarding them six figures of dev that they're going to go dump, right? So I think that's actually a really a cool feature. Plus, I mean, everyone will want that, and it gives some kind of consistency, right? You know that there's going to be this six figure amount of UST up for tournaments this month, and not some dev amount, token amount that you're not quite sure what the dollar value of that will be, right? So there's that consistency. There's the familiar dollar numbers that people are used to, that gamers are used to. We're going to make it as easy as possible so people can join this game and they don't have to be super technical and be all into crypto and get on KuCoin in order to, and just make it so gamers are coming out. They've got cards they own as NFTs. They're making unique decks. They're putting them on autoplay. They're putting them, they're maybe renting them out. Midas, you asked earlier, what can investors do with this? Well, here's one thing. You can get cards. You can put a deck together, or you can let someone else put a deck together from your cards. You can rent out your cards or give someone else permission to play with them, and they can go earn on your cards. So you're investing in cards. You're investing in a person that you think has the skills, that you think has the time to go out and play the game and to go out and make the right choices to optimize the deck, to make the right tactical choices in the game and to make you money. And you guys split it, right? So there's somebody out there that doesn't really have any funds and they can't get the cards. But then you have the money to invest in these cards. Maybe you have multiple people you work with and you're like, hey, you use my decks and you improve them and you play with them and you make money and you both come away. You've got the investment, you made money. They've got the time and the skills, they made money as well. This unique partnership. I mentioned this on the Terabytes episode recently, so I won't go into it too hard, but this unique partnership between people who have money and people who have time, where they can team up and in a way that's totally, we see it. It's happened forever with getting Warcraft gold, getting RuneScape gold, making Fortnite's account and then selling them, right? You make a Fortnite account, you sell the Fortnite account because you have time. Somebody else has money, so you both have a great account. Well, that's we know that's going to happen. And so right out of the gate, Deviants is ready for that. Deviants is encouraging that. And Deviants is building an ecosystem that will flourish with that, where people who have skills and time and no money, or people who have money and no time, can both, or anything in between, can both enjoy a profitable and fun experience seeing their decks and their gameplay and their financial situation improve thanks to Deviants.
Damn, man, that's mic drop here.
Guys, just to add on, Deviants will be the first play to earn game that
on the whole blockchain space that rewards players in stablecoin, in a decentralized stablecoin, USD. Deviance is the first one.
And I love it because if you have any friends that have an interest on trading card games, which I know, for example, a lot of geeks that are my friends that are not that into crypto, but they fucking love playing games and they spend a lot of money, even, you know, that's the funny part. They spend a lot of money on this. I'm pretty sure they're going to be very interested in this kind of model and going into crypto. And also the part that you just said, Nick, is fundamental, which perhaps people don't really notice it, but earning in USD, this kind of prizes on the tournament, and even if you're not that good, like earning part of this tournament pool, man, just makes it amazing. At least for me, seeing a project and seeing all the marketing possibilities that this has makes me really bullish on the whole Deviant team and on the whole Deviant's faction project. And I will also like to talk about the storyline, which is the thing that for me, at least for me, was the thing that made the deal happen, right? Which is all these events that's happening in the world is actually happening behind the scenes with these deviants, which are fighting for the whole for the world, for the control, for putting their vision out there. Can Nico or Israel can or Maddie, can you speak a little bit about this? Because it's one of the things that really make me super bullish on the whole storyline and how you can develop this in the future.
Yeah, usually Nico take these questions, but he's still with connection issues. So, you know, this is a war built from the eyes of the world, where the deviants are fighting in secret. And this is a war that has been happening for many years, and we can't see it because we are not smart enough to see it. And we are integrating this deeply into the game. Every card is a character in the world of Deviant factions. Every place, the headquarters, are places that exist in this world, and the in the future, we will create governance where we are going to integrate a voting system for players to use their stack tokens to vote for different versions of the same character in the future that will come. Let's say one character is deciding which faction join, and players will be able to vote for which factions you want to see this character be. So we will present the same character in different factions, maybe two, maybe four of them, and you vote for which of those factions you want to see the character. And in about a week, the voting ends, and the card will go to the future sets, and the other cards will be discarded. So we will always have every week new cards in the voting system, and the lore of the game that currently is our medium. We have been releasing articles with stories of the characters. We'll be evolving constantly, and we will try to integrate real world events, things that we don't know that happens. Maybe we have new viruses, new wars happening, new critical events in the news. We will try to integrate them into the lore of the game. So you can feel like really part of this world, that you know that is happening, but the normies don't. So that's the idea for the players to have this experience of being part of the events.
I really like the storyline. And let's go to the whole minting process, because I think this is very important and it's happening tomorrow. Can you guys tell us a little bit how it's going to be, the minting process, how much is it going to cost, where can they find it, pretty much all the details. Matty, go ahead.
So well, the minting process will take place tomorrow, December 1st, at 1 UTC, 1 a.m. UTC. And it will happen in, it will take place in Nowhere Art, just as the same minting process we had before. Just wanted to take a little moment to thank, you know, the team in Nowhere Art. Well, we had our ups and downs, you know, last minting process, kind of like a little bit of a false start. Nevertheless, they're a pretty cool team. So thank you guys for everything that you guys have done for us. And we are going with them again in this minting process. This time it will be 25,000 booster packs at a price of 250 USDs. And well, 80% of that money will go into creating this tournament pool in Anchor that we already spoke of. We got some feedback from the community on the last minting process, and we're really trying with the Nowhere team to hopefully bring up a few surprises. But yeah, until it happened, let's expect it to be as the one before, just so it happens smooth also.
Awesome. Okay, so just to recap, this is gonna be a Nowhere. It's gonna be 25,000 packs, and it's gonna be for 250 USD, right?
Yep. And Matthew, you forgot the extra rewards, the gamification of the
NFTs. Yeah, of course. I know. There is a few more news, you know, about this this minting process. You know, we are going to gamify it. This means that we will be rewarding the persons that participate in this minting process. We will reward the fastest draw. We will be also rewarding the wallet that buys the faster draw, meaning the wallet that buys the very first pack, the wallet that buys the pack right in the middle, the wallet that buys the pack right the very very last pack, and also will be rewarding who buys the most our blue whale, our whale shark, you know, who the wallet that buys, you know, that comes in second place, and also on the third place, the killer whale. All of them will get rewarded between, you know, the first prize will have, you know, 20 starter packs. This is 20 starter decks that each of them will come with 8 NFT cards. The second place, the whale shark, will get, you know, 10 starter packs. This will all be given by us, by the team, to them. Third prize, killer whale, will get 5 packs. And you know, the faster draw, the pack in the middle, and then the last unit will each get 5 packs. We will also be organizing a bounty in order to give the opportunity to different community members to come up with the information and on who is actually should, you know, get the prizes. We'll be providing more information on that very soon, but you know, that bounty will also have, you know, some NFT as rewards, and from everybody that takes participation into the second mint, from everybody that gets, you know, at least one pack in this second mint, we will be placing a lottery where we'll be giving away 50 starter packs. Then again, this is 50 packs that has each of them 8 NFT cards. These NFTs, you know, you'll never be able to find them again. The cards that mint from this NFT pack will have like a special seal saying that they are coming from these packs, the very very first packs that were ever out there, and this will never be able to be found again, at least not from the team.
Man, that's very, very cool. All right, so just before we go to the AMA, and start as opening the mic for everybody. I have here.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think GT has raised their hand over there. I never like to pass on the opportunity to have GT speaking here.
Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Matthias. Matthias, from your interview with Terabyte Sport earlier, you mentioned that the card pack holders have some kind of benefits towards the IDO, which will happen sometime next year. Do you mind, you know, leaking more alpha about that one?
Oh yeah, Nick, you will never let one happen, right? Very, very thorough guy. Thank you for bringing it up, Nicky. That's right. We are trying to find ways to reward our early supporters. So we don't want to give out much information about, you know, the tactics of how it will happen. But for everybody that's holding a pack now from the first mint and then from the second mint, we still then again need to work on some logistics, but we will find way to reward buyers that hold their pack and into a way and whitelist them into either an exclusive pool for IDO or early access into it. So again, we're still working on that with a few partners in order to make everything, you know, right and ready and fair for everybody. But yeah, everybody that buys a pack now on this second mint will have a chance to get some type of exclusive access into the IDO, where we release our play to earn token, our dev token next year. And a little bit more on that information, we also want to reward wallets that have been proven to have good behavior with other Terra protocols by holding their tokens and, you know, the other types of, you know, good behavior, like stacking them and also participating in governance decision.
Not selling the airdrops in 5 minutes.
By not selling or dumping the airdrops,
what the hell happened here?
Yeah, I think we lost.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, but yes, we're looking to incentivize for the upcoming IDO.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I clicked something here, Maddie.
All right. That's really brilliant. I believe rewarding the early supporters as well as the loyal members on Terra are a good way to build a strong community since the early phase. So good job on that.
Exactly, and we want to continue this for the beta and alpha stages of the game. We want to reward the loyalty too for the stages where we start testing the game in the alpha version. We will allow more and more players every stage, or maybe we will go rotating the players. We haven't designed the system yet, but we will give priority to the people that have given the best support and holding their tokens. Not necessarily the people who hold the most starter packs, but maybe people that buy them and hold them. We qualify as a supporter, as a person that really wants to play. So we will reward them with access to the game early and testing the game before even the crypto rewards are online. We want to open them to our audience.
Love it. And I think this will be very useful, especially for the next question that I have here for Mr. Milstein, who is also one of the Lunaticos, and he's from Argentina, and he perhaps has some experience, or at least he has different vision of what's going to happen with Deviants and the acceptance on these, politically correct, development countries, or for those that live in there, these shitholes or third world countries we live in. So Mr. Milstein, what do you think is going to happen, for example, in Argentina and with all the population that currently you have a crazy ass inflation and the US dollar and USC is going to be super powerful in that ways? What are your expectations for deviants?
Hi, hello everyone. I think that all the play to earn games at this time is taking a very important place for all the users in crypto. And I know many people that enter in crypto only to play this kind of games and is living only using these rewards. So if you can earn USD and stablecoin, as you said, Midas, previously, and if we compare it to others pay-to-earn games that the people only earn volatile in coins, and I think this is going to be very useful for all the people here in Latin America. And also I want to say that I'm very proud that this development is from three brothers from here, from LATAM, and I'm very proud and happy and to know them and help them to reach all the community here in Argentina and all the Latin America. And so guys, you can call on me on anything you want. And thank you, Midas, for having me.
Thank you.
No, man, that's really awesome, the whole experience. And I see Crypto Dolphin, who also has experience living in these countries. Mr. Crypto Dolphin, go ahead.
Oh well, I just wanted to congratulate you and like all the team, all you guys. It's a big step for all Latin American devs, all Latin American gamers as well. Just like Pete, I'm also from a video game background, and it's very interesting. I actually didn't know much about Deviants before, but I'm now hyped, and I'm very. That's a luxury nowadays, honestly, with the market as it is. But I really like the ideas. I hope you guys have done all the usual game marketing stuff. Like not treat it only as a crypto game, but like as a game that earns you money, which is, I think, the biggest difference between normal games and these play to earn, which is the most of the play to earn trend is just DeFi with extra steps. But this is something different, and I like it. I like the concept. I like how you guys are integrating everything. I like the vision of how to implement it with esports. I like what I'm hearing. I like the team as well. Yeah, just wanted to say congratulations and just create the Twitch category, make it tell all the different like gaming media so they know, and it's very nice that you guys have done like part of the like I want to say the part of the success of Axie Infinity, other than being one of the first ones to hit, it's also the fact that they created all the scholarship like business model, and that works a lot for yeah, like it's in a way it's like one of these shared economy models. Like some people have extra money, some people have extra time, and you're the ones that connect both, right? Just like Uber or Airbnb or whatever. Like you got some unused supply, and you got some unattended demand. And you're serving everybody and making a huge demand for USC. I really like this. there's that's without mentioning the fact that, you know, like if Doquan is with you guys and he's going to drive this, like this could be incredibly huge in Korea. Like in Korea, esports in Korea are like super big. Like they're part of the state budget. So I see a big good future for you guys, and I only hope for the best. Pretty glad to see everything that you guys have done. I'm gonna dig more deeply into it, because honestly I didn't know much about it. But you can count on me to be like just checking everything from top to bottom. Like really, really good job, guys.
Thanks, Dolphin. I'm really glad to have you here. I remember that when we were just a few people in the Lunaticos, and now there's thousands. is really, really good. And something I can tell you that from the analytics of the website and the minting, obviously you don't know where the players are buying the NFTs, but we have statistics from, let's say, the day that the first minting occurred, and the first country to in the rank was Korea. And they're very silent. They have a very active channel in the Discord server. I don't know Korean, so I have no idea what they are talking about. But they are very active in that channel, and they are the number one country in going to the website and probably buying the bucks. So yeah, you will lose to a Korean in this game too. It's like the meme.
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna lose to a Korean on any video game. Like, if you like esports, you better get used to losing to Koreans, man. Like, you're always gonna lose unless it's like Counter Strike, which you usually lose to some Russian guy who's been like playing for 30 years or something, almost.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, Dolphin. Thank you. Thank you for your nice words. Just, you know, a few comments that I'd like to add is just, we have a very engaged and experienced team. We're taking this very seriously, and you know, the fact that you're, you know, in here and want to dive in, it makes us proud. You know, and we're really seeing this, you know, as a game that can earn you money, and we are really taking that close into the team to actually make it happen for the players. We're really taking care of the game economy and making a sustainable strategy in order for it to maintain and to be profitable and to give out, you know, hopefully potentially lots of earnings, and for it to be fun and to be able to grow and engage player base and to have them interact with different features, you know, in terms of groups and events and tournaments, everything you said, you know, and also start engaging with different types of projects and protocols and platforms. There are so many things in our roadmap that are you know, leaving the stage of being, you know, a concept, and we're writing them down in terms of specifications and you know, working with our design team and our developers into creating, you know, real engaging features. So to give out an overall just a great experience on participating on the game. Even like you mentioned Twitch, you know, even if you just want to watch it and have fun. So yeah, thank you for everything, and keep in touch. We would love to engage more with you and with everybody else, you know, try to bring your ideas into what we're doing and build this game for you, you know?
Yeah, I will. You can count on it. Like, I'm interested. I'm very interested. So you can count on it. You'll see me around.
Me too. Guys. You know, I am a trading card gamer since I was very young. I played Magic and also Mitos y Leyendas, the game that Nico designed in the past. So you not only have here an investor or little investors, but you also have a big player that will play every single day and try to get here the most kind of players here in my country and whenever I can. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. I don't know if you are hearing me now.
Yes, Nico.
Yes, I see you.
Yeah. Wow.
Finally. Finally.
Finally. Finally. Sorry about that. I just want to say thank you to everybody. It's I'm very glad to hear you guys, because it's super exciting to work on an idea, to make that idea happen in a project, and then working hard to develop a business and a game. And that's what we are doing, and we are doing for the community. That's the reason why we choose to become a part of Terra ecosystem. That's what Israel said at the beginning. And now we're feeling as a part of this community, and that go deep in our heart, because it probably the first goal that we get a success. Well, now I give you the word again, Midas. You are the best on it.
Thanks. I don't know what happened, but I lost connection here. I just want to close this round. If anybody here has any questions, feel free to just raise your hand, request the microphone, and just go here on the stage so we can, you have the team right now, so you know you don't have this chance all the time. They're gonna be like the Duck Ones of the future. Well, not sure if the Duck Ones of the future, perhaps I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know, nearby that level, like next to Duck One.
All right, guys, if you guys have questions to ask but you are shy to come on stage, feel free to, you know, send your questions to Lunatics group and we will ask for your behalf.
While we're waiting for questions, I have one regarding the AI. How challenging is this AI going to be if we just want to just want to earn dev tokens just for playing? Maybe we're not too confident in our skills to be joining the UST tournaments just yet, but how challenging is this AI going to be to win some dev?
Yeah, she would be like a little baby that she have to learn to play the game, to plan for future turns. At first, she will just be playing randomly one card from your hand, which is the only decision that you have to make in each of your turns. So it's easy to replace a player. And later on, we will design an AI that would learn different patterns of play. Let's say, this is nothing final, okay? I'm not making any promise about this because we are designing it. But we want to have, let's say, one very aggressive AI, very suicidal AI, some defensive. So you can choose to one of them you want to delegate your deck. And but about how challenging, we think that it's better that it's not that challenging, because we want you to play your deck primarily, and the AI will help you, assist you when you are out of the game, or if you have extra decks you want to play for you. I don't want the AI to overtake the entire game and win everything, because it's not what we want for the game. We want the players to have fun,
And obviously, everyone has to needs to have a chance to play and win. So it's something that is not finalized, but we want a really really challenging AI, you know.
Yeah, so early on, the AI will not be that sophisticated. So if you want to just earn some dev tokens, it's best to get it early on when it's just not that sophisticated. But maybe later on, the AI will continue to learn. And as you know, the dev tokens is being emitted, it becomes increasingly difficult, more difficult to win and get your dev tokens, right?
Right. Well, it actually, and here you can jump in, Pete, at any moment. But it's also a game economy challenge. It's not that the AI is not sophisticated, and then therefore you're gonna win a lot, and then at later stages you're not gonna win so much. It's a dynamic ecosystem. You know, it breathes and it morphs and it changes. Here, Pete, I see you raising your hand. Please jump in.
Yeah, I think Jimmy is talking from the perspective like you're playing against the AI, but that's not the point we're talking about, Jimmy. It's that the AI can play your deck. You can be asleep, and the AI still earns some dev and gets you some stats on how you've optimized your deck. Maybe you did understand that and I just misunderstood. But so it's you know, using the AI to kind of farm, so to autoplay, isn't going to be one of those situations where it's like where there's an early players only, where it's only early users that can take advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought there was Jimmy, like some Jimmy, I'm pretty sure. Jimmy, don't worry. I'm pretty sure that you're going to defeat the AI. Don't worry. I put all my trust in you.
Yeah, me too. Were you going to say something, Jimmy? Please jump in.
Oh, no, that makes sense. I think Pete read me correctly. I was thinking of it in terms of like, you know, you just want to play some games. You don't necessarily want to play against another person, but maybe you're just practicing or you just want to play against a computer really quickly.
Right. Yeah. So we cleared up. That's not the main point. The main point is to let your deck autoplay. And yeah, that earns some dev. It's like you could passively earn dev. If you don't have the time to play, you don't want to participate with anyone else, or that like functionality to pair up with someone who's skilled and can use your deck isn't available yet. You could just earn some dev. You can also you could make some changes to your deck and see how the AI does with it and like get some deck stats over time as well to maybe help you optimize a little bit more. But no promises that the AI is going to pick the optimal plan anytime soon, as Zizra was saying.
No, gotcha, totally. And here I thought I was going to, you know, have to go on Upwork or Fiverr and hire a bunch of people to just play my deck for me while I'm sleeping.
Exactly. That's, you know, you won't have to do that. Does anyone else have any questions?
I'm not entirely sure of how the game and the business model works, but if it's already implemented, then excuse me, because I'm the one that doesn't know. But if it is, I just want to know if you guys have given thought to perhaps something like a free-to-play model, just like, you know, League of Legends, Brawlhalla, all these super successful games with perhaps maybe the or this what's the name of the other card game, some Hearthstone. Like perhaps having like free to play and having booster packs and so on, like having two currencies inside, one that you can earn by just playing and the other one that would basically be the shortcut for the paid stuff, like all the other free to play games. I'm not exactly sure how the structure of the game is, so that's something that I need to check more deeply. But I'm just wondering.
Yes, well, That's a good question, because the free-to-play concept is supernatural in the mainstream, and probably all of the new games and the old games start as a free-to-play normally. But one of the concepts is connected with free-to-play probably 90% of the times is pay to win, you know, because you can you are free to start playing, but if you don't put some money or probably more than just some money, you don't have any chance to win a match. And we are talking about play to earn. And if you have this kind of design where the guy who put more money earn more, is not going to be a successful project, you know. That's the reason why every single people that want to become a player that have to use NFT cards to play. And we know that NFTs are they have a cost. In our case, in USD, if you buy our one of our boosters or starter packs, and the reason why we choose to sell it in starter packs, and randomized when you are opened, is because we want to put the entry barriers lower as a hell, you know. You just need 8 cards. That's a short deck game. Even the intellectual barriers are super low because it's easy to play. But if you want to mastering your skills, you have a very, very big potential to do it. If you want to become a competitive player, you have to improve your skills. You have to improve your skills not only during the match. You have to improve your skills during the deck building. And that's the idea of Deviant Factions, you know. We understand that every single player that we're going to have is an investor too, because they put some money or they put some time, you know, or both, to earn money. And we want to provide them the opportunity to get money by a very, very interesting, a big prize pool. And we can be sure that you're going to earn a lot of money, but you're going to have the opportunity to do it.
Have you guys thought about maybe making it so it's like a Dutch auction? So whenever the people who mint or the people who buy the after the first mint pay the most but get the most royalties on it, sort of how BeFriends works for Gary Vee and stuff, perhaps something like that. That could be very interesting as far as I don't know, as far as making the incentive layer for all three participants. Because, like, you know, every project has an incentive layer, which we call tokenomics, but it's literally just incentive layer for three characters, which are the token holders, the final users, and the businesses that make it work, which are usually validators, but they're not limited to only validators. So I'm just like wondering, you know, so thinking about stuff that could perhaps be useful. Maybe a similar model could be very, very practical, very incentivizing for both token holders, final users, and yeah. All the people who accrue value through validation or any other important part to for it to work.
Yeah, well, we are looking to engage with and make relationship with not all, but most and all other protocols in Terra. That's the reason why we want to be a part of the ecosystem, and we are looking the way to make some interesting collabs, you know, and your idea is a very good idea. We will go, want to go deeper on it, and hopefully we will get the good relationship with somebody who want to do this with our token or our NFTs holders too.
Okay. I'll look more into it anyway, so you guys will see me on your Discord, probably pestering around and just throwing questions and maybe going on voice chat or something, because I'm thinking about stuff, so that's nice.
Yeah, more than welcome.
Thank you. See you
Dolphin.
Yeah, Dolphin, I had a thought on free-to-play. I mean, I don't want to speak for the rest of the team here. I'm new, but I think you could see something emerge that allowed people to play for free, despite what we said. Because you can a user, a player, an investor, whatever, who has cards, can enter a relationship with another player to play games. So you might see markets emerge where, a deck holder says, hey, someone can come in and apply and play with my cards, and if they win, they get a small cut of the dev. They get a small cut of the token. And something like, you know, we've thought about a similar, like mechanics like that. I don't know what the final answer will be, but it's not like, maybe not an official free-to-play, but you could come find someone who has cards and doesn't want to play, right? Doesn't have the time, and is willing to let someone else play with their cards. Obviously, not in a way where they like give them their private keys, right? But instead of having the AI play, and that person, if they win, gets a small cut of the dev, and it's good for both sides. And that way, by playing, by developing their skills, by winning, by doing better and better, the person who's playing can actually eventually, you know, have enough dev where they're getting cards and entering tournaments for themselves down the road. Now, again, I was speaking kind of out of hand there. That's something I haven't discussed with the rest of the team, so I don't want to get any feedback from them on that. It's just an idea. It's not something that is definitely in the roadmap. It could even be something that eventually is developed separately, right, on top, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, we have in the roadmap the guild as a feature, and renting NFTs, renting, you know, can be done in several ways. It can be, you know, throughout, you know, and revenue share of the earnings, and this is what you just described. It could be, you know, by paying for the use of the NFT and then not sharing the earning, and it could be, I don't know, who knows, done many different ways, I guess. That's a feature we have in mind. It's a way like you were describing before to allow free to play in order to bring even lower, you know, drop down the barriers of entry for new players that might not have, you know, enough to get their own NFTs, to buy their own assets in order to join the game, or maybe, you know, to try to get better ones that they haven't got so far, or that they just want to test out to see it before they can buy. Guilds and, well, other features are coming up. Like I said, we're working on delivering the game, the MVP with the play to earn functionalities. We're actually trying to over deliver, but then we'll see. We'll get to that, you know, when the time's right. But any type of idea like this one, any other ones, please message us either in Discord or Twitter or Telegram. We're always available, you know, to engage with you guys, and all the rest of the members and the community will be happy to dive into this one.
Thanks, Matthew. Yeah, that doesn't require like a separate token or you know giving people NFTs for free or anything like that. I think it's
not really
solution than than having like these two separate economies. Go ahead.
And that make a win-win relationship between whales and people that they have no money to become a player, you know, and that's our idea. Milstein said probably you too, Dolphin. We came from a poor country from Chile, and we understand how difficult is the way to be a part of the mainstream, the real mainstream, you know, and we want to open the doors to the mainstream too. We choose Terra because it's based on real life use cases, and that's what we want to be, you know, probably the most successful real life use case.
The power of the stablecoin. That's what we all love in Terra. I see a bright future. I see a bright future that does not depend on whether we are on a bull cycle or not. Like I see a game that it actually pays you to play, and not just DeFi with extra steps, like 99% of the GameFi space. Which is just like a pretty UI for DeFi, but there's a ton of interesting things to do here. I do think the availability. I also come from a country that's been struggling. I'm from Colombia. Some of the guys around here in the spaces already know me, but yeah. Yes, I think it's a compromise between barriers of entry and getting real traction between people, and then monetizing for the people who invest. So it's getting that harmony between in like the three pillars that I mentioned before, like the token holder, the business investor, and the player. But there's tons of interesting things and models that could be applied. So. I'm gonna be chatting with you guys because it sounds very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think you gotta check the light paper they have brought, because it takes into account a lot of this stuff. And I think you're right on the whole mechanics, and just I'm super bullish on Deviants. Like I've said, if anybody here has any other questions, just to recap. What we said on this AMA, which turned out more like AMA. So if anybody has any questions, just request right now. Otherwise, I will start closing this AMA with our friends from Deviants, which are going to have their minting tomorrow at Nowhere Art. It's going to have 25,000 packs at $250 USD, and 90% of that profit is gonna go to the tournament pool and the Anchor protocol that's gonna feed this incredible machine that Deviants are creating. Super bullish, like I've said. Just recap as well, some of the investors that Deviants have is GD Capital. They also have Mike from Astro and Doc Juan himself, Nacho Don as well, and man, I'm super bullish on this. I cannot stop repeating. Our friend here, Pete, who just joined the team, and he is a freaking genius regarding all the programming, all the video games and storylines design. And I think he's a great addition to the Deviants team. And of course, the three guys that are behind this project, the masterminds, Nico, Israel, and Matty, thanks, guys. You guys are freaking incredible.
Nick, you want to say something?
Yeah, so just to add on what Nida said earlier, tomorrow will be the last chance that you can grab Deviant's starter pack for $250. And this collection will be limited Genesis edition, which means that it might not be available for mint sometime in the future. So yeah, and as what Matthias linked earlier, if you have some booster packs on your wallet, you might get exclusive access to their IDO next year. So yeah, grab your chance, buy some packs, and see you all at the arena.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for staying in this AMA. And thank you, Deviants. Thank you, GD Capital, Mr. Nick, Jimmy, Milstein, Crypto Dolphin, and as well, Pete. Thank you, everybody who stayed here. Finn, of course, Terra Spaces, don't forget to check them out. They were recording this AMA. And you can check their Twitter. They're doing great stuff for the community. Shout outs to them.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night. Thank you, guys.
Let's
Bye-bye.
Fucking go, Deviants.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah. And remember, tomorrow is the minting. Don't forget about it. Tomorrow is the minting. Go get your packs. See you, guys.
Bye.
See you, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Ether. That was an AMA for Deviants Factions talking about their mint tomorrow on nowhere.art. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. On a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, often in the shrooms. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports in. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big trip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hid the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Terra Spaces.